Title: Hat Shuffle Tightening for Old School D&B Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's get those old school jungle hats doing that classic shuffled roll but still feeling locked like a machine. Because that's the whole trick. You want swing, you want push-pull, you want grit but you do not want messy. We're working intermediate today. So we're going past add swing and pray. We're going to build a two-bar hat loop that has a tight engine, a shuffly texture layer, and then we're going to tighten it with groove pool, micro timing, velocity control, and a little transient glue. Set yourself up around 170 to 175 BPM, and I'll use 174, because it's just that sweet roller zone. Step 0, session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and name it Hats. Drop a drum rack on it. Now load two closed hat samples. First one, short, bright, super tight. This is your tick. Second one, noisier or a bit roomier, maybe slightly grainy, maybe a little vintage. This will be the shuffly layer. If you want, also grab a shortish open hat for occasional lift later, but don't make that the main thing. Here's the mindset. In old school D&B, you often need a tight metronome layer plus a vibe layer. The metronome layer is what keeps the whole track feeling fast and controlled. The vibe layer is what makes it feel human, rolling, and error correct. Now step 1. Program the clean grid bass. This is the tight layer. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Go into the piano roll and place your tight closed hat on every 16th note. Just straight, no swing yet. This is your anchor. And quick coaching note here. Pick one grid anchor and don't move it. For this lesson, the anchor is this tight hat layer on straight 16ths. Even if we later nudge other notes around, this layer is your North Star. If everything moves, you have no reference and the groove will start drifting. Now velocities. Don't leave them all identical, because it'll sound like a cheap step sequencer loop. But also don't turn this into a funk hat performance. Keep it subtle. Try this. Make your downbeats a bit stronger, around 90 to 100. Then other steps can sit around 60 to 80. You're going for a repeating contour that gives motion without drawing attention. Next, remove a couple hits for space. This matters more than people think. Old school shuffle isn't just extra notes. It's also negative space. A convincing roll often comes from leaving out the right thing. So try muting the 16th right before the snare. If your snare is on beats 2 and 4, that often means the last 16th of beat 2 and beat 4, depending on how you're counting in your grid. The concept is simple. Don't let a bright hat smear into your snare transient. And that leads to a big concept I want you to remember. Pre-snare protection zones. Any hat that lands in roughly the last 30 to 60 milliseconds before your snare is a candidate to be moved earlier, turn down, or swap to a duller sample. That one habit will make your hats feel tighter instantly, without killing the swing. Cool. At this point, you've got a steady engine. Step 2. Add the shuffle layer, the push-pull. Inside the drum rack, duplicate the hat chain or load your second, noisier closed hat onto a new pad. This layer should not be on every 16th. If every hat is shuffled, nothing is shuffled. Contrast is what creates the perception of shuffle. So program only some of the in-between steps. A classic jungle move is to focus on the later 16ths inside each beat, like the E and A area. Don't overdo it. Over 2 bars, you might only add 8 to 12 notes total. Set the shuffle layer velocities lower by default, something like 35 to 65. You want it felt more than heard. Think of it like texture and movement, not the main timekeeper. Now before we do any groove stuff, one more fast win that people ignore. Hat length. A lot of sloppy hat grooves aren't actually late. They're too long. If your hat tails overlap, it smears the rhythm and suddenly everything feels behind. So open up the simpler controls for each hat inside the drum rack. On the tight tick, shorten decay until it's basically a precise TCH. On the noisier layer, shorten it too, and consider adding a tiny bit of attack, like 0.3 to 2 milliseconds, just to stop it spitting and splashing over the snare. Great. Now step 3. Groove pool, but used properly. Open the groove pool. In live, that's Command or Control, Alt, G. Drag in a groove. A nice starting point is something like MPC 16 swing, around 57 to 59. We want subtle, old school hat swing, but rollers still feel like they're leaning forward. Apply the groove to your hat MIDI clip. Now look at the groove parameters for that clip. Set timing around 15 to 25. Velocity around 5 to 15. Random very low, like 0 to 5. And make sure bass is 16, because we're working in 16th territory. Here is what you're listening for as you audition. Does the roll feel like it's moving, but not dragging? Because a common mistake is too much swing. If timing gets up into the 40-plus range, hats start sounding late and lazy, and at 174 BPM that kills the roll. Also, be careful with random. If randomization is high, it turns into that cheap humanize feel, like a bad drummer plugin. DNB tightness is intentional. Now, a key move, don't commit yet. First, audition it with your kick and snare, and ideally with a rough bass or break loop. The groove might feel perfect solo but wrong in context. Once it feels close, commit the groove. Right-click the clip and choose Commit Groove. That writes those timing changes into the actual MIDI notes so you can edit them precisely. Now step 4, micro-tighten without killing the swing. Zoom in on the MIDI clip and start hunting for the offenders. The hats that usually cause slop are the ones that land right before a kick or snare, especially right before the snare. That's your protection zone again. Take only those notes and nudge them slightly earlier. Start tiny, minus 3 milliseconds to minus 8 milliseconds. At 174 BPM, tiny moves matter a lot. If you go too far, the groove turns into a nervous stutter. But a few milliseconds can make the snare hit feel cleaner and more aggressive. Rule of thumb, tighten transitions into kick and snare. Keep looseness in the middle of the beat. That's how you get that classic push-pull without losing punch. Alternative method if things are messy, gentle quantize. Select only the busiest hats, usually the shuffle layer notes. Quantize to 1/16th, but don't do 100%. Do 40 to 70%. That pulls them closer to the grid while keeping the committed groove vibe intact. And here's an advanced feel trick you can try once the basics are working. Make a controlled S curve in each beat. Push one shuffle note slightly ahead, and pull the next shuffle note slightly behind. That gives urgency and lilt at the same time, instead of everything just being late. Now step 5, tighten dynamics so it reads as old school. A lot of tightness is really about consistent transient energy. If the hat velocities are all over the place, the groove feels unstable, especially once your bass comes in. Inside the clip, create a repeating velocity contour. For example, on beat 1 you might go 90, 55, 70, 60, beat 2 could be 85, 50, 75, 55. Subtle differences. You want motion, not a drum solo. Then add a MIDI velocity device before the drum rack. Set it to compress mode. Drive around 10 to 25. Out high around 95 to 110. Out low around 35 to 50. This narrows the range so your quieter shuffle hits don't disappear in the mix, but your loud hits don't become spiky and annoying. Now step 6. Transient control and glue with stock devices. On the hats track after the drum rack, add an EQ 8 first. High pass at somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz, steep slope, to remove rumble and boxiness. Hats don't need low end. If they do, it's usually just junk. If the top end is harsh, make a small dip somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB, fairly narrow. Be careful here, you're not trying to dull the groove, you're trying to reduce fatigue. At 174 BPM, bright hats can get painful fast. Next, add drum bus. Drive around 2 to 8. Crunch low, maybe 0 to 10, just a touch. Set boom to 0. Hats usually don't need it. Then use the transient knob, plus 5 to plus 15, to get that tick definition back if the groove processing softened it. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds so the transient still punches through. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not about smashing hats, it's about making them feel taped together. Optional utility. If your hats feel too wide or facey, pull width down to something like 80 to 110%. And another strong old-school habit. Keep the tight tick layer more mono, and let the noisy layer beat a little wider. Stereo discipline keeps the groove centered and aggressive. If your hats are fighting the snare snap, do a little sidechain clarity trick. Put a compressor on the hats and sidechain it from the snare. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 50 to 120 milliseconds, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. That creates space for the snare without you needing to turn hats down globally. Now step 7. Arrange it like jungle. A tight hat shuffle really shines when you don't run it at full intensity for 64 bars straight. Make an energy map. Try this over 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4, tight layer only, dry and controlled. Bars 5 to 8, bring in the shuffle layer quietly, maybe slightly wider. Bars 9 to 12, add an occasional open hat on a phrase edge, like the last eighth before a snare, but keep it rare. Bars 13 to 16, pulls some hats out for a beat right before the drop or the next phrase. That little moment of silence makes the next hit feel massive. And automation idea. Instead of only automating hat volume, automate feel. You can automate groove timing or your drum bus drive slightly into fills, so the top end feels like it ramps into the next section. A couple pro extras if you want darker, heavier, more vintage movement. Try parallel grit. Create a return track with saturator, soft clip on, then EQ8, then redux very lightly. Send only the shuffle layer into that return, not the tight tick. Now your texture gets crunchy and alive without wrecking your timekeeping. Another one, fake room without washing out timing. Use a very short ambience reverb, like 0.2 to 0.5 seconds, and high pass that reverb returned aggressively, even above 1K. Keep it low, you get space cues without blur. Also, if you're layering a break like Amen or Think, decide who owns what. Let the break provide mid and top texture and ghost energy, while your programmed hats provide the consistent 16th engine and intentional shuffle accents. Then carve with EQ so you're not doubling the same frequencies. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice plan to lock this in. Build a 2-bar straight 16th hat loop with the tight layer. Add a shuffle layer using only 8 to 12 notes across the 2 bars. Apply groove pool with timing 20, velocity 10, random 2, bass 16. Commit it. Manually nudge 2 notes that feel late before the snares by about minus 5 milliseconds. Add drum bus with transient plus 10 and drive 5. Then bounce the loop and a slash beat it against a classic jungle roller top loop that you warp to tempo inside live. Level match it. Listen for brightness, how loud the in-between hats are, and especially how short the hats are. They're usually shorter than you think. Quick recap to close. You built 2 hat layers, a tight grid anchor and a shuffly texture layer. You used groove pool for controlled swing, then committed it so you could micro-tighten key notes, especially in the pre-snare protection zone. You shaped velocity so the groove reads clearly in a dense mix. And you used light transient control and glue to make the hats feel consistent and taped together, not spiky and random. This audio version is shortened for playback.